Blog Talk Radio.
Daryl Hunt, ladies and gentlemen, DC's own.
morning, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world. You tapped in straight to the point. Midnight Hour with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, ladies and gentlemen. She's coming up right after the next song. But I want to let you know that number, 347-843-4559. The number is 347-843-4559. You can tap into the network with Dr. Henderson right after this wonderful and awesome song. God bless you. This is Straight to the Point. You tapped into Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, Midnight Hour with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we give you our Shiro, Dr. Henderson. Come on, Dr. Henderson, give us a word for the night.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody, everybody. I see again, Radio Land, praise the Lord. I want to give credit to Yolanda Adams for her, the first song that that we played about What About the Children. And then a second song that we played, Mariah Carey, There's a Hero, and the Hero Lies in You. Praise the Lord. Welcome, 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 everybody out there in Radio Land. Those of you who are listening by way of the internet, those of you who are listening by way of live, and those who are going to call back, we want to welcome you to Straight to the Point. Those of you who are listening, period, we want you to know who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for the body of Christ. We are here for everyone, for the Word of God says that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. Whosoever means everyone. You are included in this. You have a chance for an everlasting life. We are here to bring you a Straight to the Point word every single Monday night on 347-843-4559, 347-843-4559 on this awesome, awesome network, which is the Men's Let's Talk Network, by way of the founder and the CEO, Dr. Kevin Vaughn. So we thank God for Dr. Kevin Vaughn for allowing us every single Monday night to broadcast the Straight to the Point at 8 o'clock p.m. to bring you a Rhema word, to bring you a Straight to the Point word right and straight from the throne room of God. So we're excited, and I promise you that I'm not going to be before you long. I don't even have a word like that. I'm pretty much going to talk to you guys on tonight. I just want to talk to you about some of the things that's going on, because as I said it before, that we deal with the real issues that are facing us as a society, facing us in the body of Christ, facing us as the human race, you know, the human race in general. We, you know, a lot of us are parents, a lot of us have godchildren, a lot of us have nieces and nephews and cousins and things of that nature. And so I want to focus tonight's message on the children. Just like Yolanda Adams said, what about the children? What about the children? And I want to talk about the children on tonight. I want to talk about children on tonight and how is it so very important that in this season that they have good role models before them. Role models. A role model could be first, and I tell people all the time that a parent should be their child's first role model. And you are your child's first role model. You are your child's hero. When your child when you birth your child out, it's not by coincidence that when you're feeding that mothers, when you're feeding that child, that child is stern in your face. That child is stern in your eyes. That child is connecting with you. The child connected with you while you were carrying the child. But when you birth the child out, the child is connecting with you even more. If you have to be a mother to understand what I'm referring to, when you're feeding your child, your baby, your newborn baby, and how your baby just stares in your eyes. I know that when I birthed Wakita out and I fed her, every time I fed her, she would just stare at me. She would just look into my eyes, and we would just both just gaze at each other, you know. And in that moment, your child is connecting with you. Your child is getting to know you. Your child is, you know, with animals, they sniff. But as human beings, you know, they look at us. They use their senses. They use their eyesight. They use their sense of the eyesight to watch us as parents, to watch our moves, to watch our facial expressions. They watch us, children. You know, they watch their parents from the time that they birthed out of the canal. And so, you know, we as parents, we are our children's first role models. So we have to not just speak about the thing, but we have to lead an example. We have to be the example. We have to not just tell our children not to do certain things, but we have to not do those things. The very things that we tell our children not to do, you know, we as parents should be the example and not just tell them not to do it, but we should say, we should exemplify the behavior of not doing what we tell them not to do. Amen. And so tonight I want to talk about the children. Children were very special to Jesus. Jesus loved children. You know, it was the reason why he loved children. He said that, you know, they were humble and that it didn't take a lot for them to believe. You know, there's several scriptures to support what I'm talking about. There are several scriptures that support where Jesus talks about children and how we're supposed to treat children, how we're supposed to deal with children, and how we, you know, have to have faith and the belief as a child. And anybody that has children, you know that when they're very small, that they are quick to believe. And so, you know, a child's faith, as when they're young, is they have really great faith. You know, as children, you have really great faith. You have really great faith in your parents. So, you know, and so that's what Jesus said, that I want you to be as a child when it comes to having faith in me, when it comes to believing in me. And so tonight, I want to direct, and it's not really a glorified word or anything like that, but I want to direct our attention, and I want to, you know, watch the news and seeing, you know, catastrophes, children being killed, and, you know, especially when you read about Chicago, you know, little kids being killed as young as 7 years old in Baltimore, you know, and all these areas where you're seeing all of this violence, that, you know, children are killing children. And not just that, but you see children there committing suicide, and we were really heavy about that this year, about how God had gave us the mandate to go out there and stand in the gap for suicidal victims and how children were committing suicide as young as 7 years old, and that how God has gave us the mandate that we need to go out there and we need to take a stand and we need to take our children back. We need to let the enemy know he can't have our children. And so now that was one tactic that the enemy was using, and now he's using another tactic, and he's using these drugs. Or, you know, where drugs have always been an issue, but like never before, these children, you turn on the news, you're reading the newspapers, you're reading all these things, and all you hearing about is children having overdoses, children you know, smoking these drugs and things of that nature. And so the enemy has, like never before, when he saw that we combated suicide, now he's trying to use people to put drugs in these areas to take these children out by using drugs now. And so we have to, as parents, we have to get engaged with our children's lives. If, you know, not just our children, but all children. You know, we may have good children. Our children may go to church. Our children may pray, but they have friends that probably don't have parents like us. They have, and so, yes, they have friends who probably don't have parents like us. They have friends who they go to school with every single day who probably don't have a mother, who probably don't have a father to teach them certain things, and so they're heavily influenced by a lot of peer pressure. And so you may have godchildren who you see have done something wrong or backslid or something like that, or you may have nieces or nephews or little cousins or so. But this message is just a call to the parents so that we won't forget the children. We can't forget the children. I mean, that the enemy has done an all onslaught. This is a new strategy now, and this new strategy that he's doing is he's putting these drugs out in these communities. And yes, I know that, you know, back in the 80s there was a cocaine and crack epidemic in the neighborhoods, but now it's an opiates and some stuff called K2 that are taking our children out. And this K2 stuff, from my understanding and reading up on it, is that it actually takes the minds of the children, meaning that when they start taking this stuff, they can lose their minds, and they won't come back. And so this is a new topic, and we as adults, you know, we got to get, you know, we be so spiritually minded that we're no earthly good, and we got to wake up. And yes, we pray and all that stuff, but we got to wise up and watch while we pray. You know, the Bible says watch and pray, not just you have your head down and not watching while you pray. And in this sense, meaning being able to spiritually discern the times that we're in, being able to spiritually discern that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, to be able to discern that, you know, the next tactic of the enemy. And what he does is, what the enemy does, and I can always tell when he's up to something, is because he'll have the body of Christ fighting against each other. He'll cause something to happen so that the body of Christ can fight against each other and bring division, so that he can take our minds off of watching and praying, so he can get us off track, so that we're no longer watching and praying. We're so busy fighting against each other. We're so busy trying to prove who's the greatest. And Jesus says that you want to be the greatest? You ain't ready to be the greatest yet. You know, just like the woman who tried to tell Jesus about her sons being the greatest, and he was like, they ain't ready for that yet, you know? And so, you know, the thing that I want to talk to you guys about on tonight is we got to wake up. We got to watch. We got to watch. And what I mean by watch is we got to be able to spiritually discern the times that we're in. You know, our children are dying. And while our children are dying, we're so busy in the body of Christ, we're so busy fighting each other. We're so busy trying to be the greatest. We're so busy trying to be on top. But we're losing a generation. We're losing a generation because they see that our minds are preoccupied on so much other things, and we're not focused on them. And while we're so preoccupied on so many other things, the enemy has came in to deceive and to sow doubt. You know, when I think about Adam and Eve, I think about how did the serpent deceive Eve in the first place? And it was because she was left alone. And she was left alone, and what he did, and her covering was in there. Her covering wasn't around when the serpent came. The covering was doing something else. He wasn't, you know, at that time, he wasn't paying attention to his wife. He wasn't covering his wife. He wasn't covering her to making sure that no serpent or nothing would be able to come and deceive her. But he was in focus, and that serpent was able to come in and to deceive her and sow doubt. And that's what he did. And he came to attack her mind. He came to sow doubt in her mind. He came to try to make her think that God ain't say what he said. He came to sow doubt and say, did God really say that? Amen. And so that's what's happening in the body of Christ. That's what's happening to our children. That's what's happening. And, you know, we as parents, we're so busy, you know, getting ours. We're so busy doing other things that we're not paying attention to the children. And I'm not talking about out. You may be saying, ain't nothing wrong with my child in school, my child doing good. You know, I can say the same thing, but I'm not just talking about my child. I'm talking about the children. You know, we all have a responsibility because it takes a village to raise a child, meaning that, yes, we all have a responsibility even for our neighbor's children. We have a responsibility for our neighbors who live across the street, who live on the other side of us, their children. And we see their children going the wrong way or, you know, going on it in a downward spiral. We ought to, as being parents ourselves, who will want somebody to check our children if they see our children going down a downward spiral, somebody to raise up, and then especially us being as leaders, you know, we will want you as leaders to if we see a child going down a downward spiral, to pull them to the side and say, young man, there's a hero in you. Young woman, there's a hero in you. You don't have to live this way. You don't have to do this to yourself. And so, you know, I was looking at Twitter a few weeks ago, and it was somebody had put some fake drugs in some neighborhood, and all these people were overdosing, and all these people, I don't think some of those people weren't even 30 years old yet. You know, those are young adults. They weren't even 30 years old yet, and they were overdosing and all kinds of stuff, and the police and all of them had to come. I mean, as they had to chase these people around because the enemy came to attack their mind. And as I was saying before, that, you know, this new drug that's called K2, it comes and what it does is that And I did some reading up on it's some synthetic stuff that is not even really a plant. It's not a really drug, and somebody made this stuff up and is giving it to people, and it's making these people go out of their minds temporarily, but some people don't even come back. And so, you know, and that's what the devil is. He's after our minds. I talked a little bit about that. Last week I said if he can get your mind, then he got your neck and he got your body. If he can get your mind, then that's it. And so that's his strategy. His strategy is to come and attack your mind, cause doubt, cause dismay, cause discouragement. So he coming for the three D's. The number one is doubt. The number two is dismay. And the number three is discouragement. And then God disrupted my spirit. The number four, distraction. The thing he wants to do is if he can get you to doubt God, if he can get you to doubt the word of God, if he can get you to doubt what God said, if he can get you to, you know, he comes at your weakest moment. I'm sure Eve was probably at her weakest moment. I'm sure it wasn't Adam's first time leaving her alone. I'm sure it wasn't Adam's first time doing whatever he was doing and just leaving her to be. So I'm sure she was at a vulnerable state where she probably wasn't able to even get direction from him because he was probably always on the go. And so the enemy was able to catch her at her vulnerable period and sow a seed of doubt in her mind to make her doubt the word of the Lord. And so that's what the enemy is doing to our children. And he's coming to sow doubt in their mind. He's coming to make them think that nobody loves them. He's coming to make them think that nobody cares for them. He's coming to make them think that they don't have a purpose. He's coming to make them think that they don't have a future, that they don't have nobody. And so they're taking these drugs, trying to push down some type of pain. Whatever they're, you know, a lot of times they take these drugs to try to cover up pain. They take these drugs to try to push down some pain or something that happened probably early in their childhood. So, you know, they take these drugs to try to cover up hurt. And so any type of abuse or things of that nature. So we as parents, like I said before, we got to stay woke. We got to watch while we pray. And not only does he come to sow doubt, but he comes to make people dismay. Amen. He's come to make you dismay. And he comes to sow discouragement. And he comes to distract, discouragement. If he can discourage you from moving forward in life, if he can keep you bound in your mistake, if he can make you feel like, oh, you made a mistake, oh, your past was just so terrible and nobody's going to love you, nobody is going to want you, or nobody's going to help you because of some past mistakes, or maybe because of the family that you came from. And so God just sent me to tell somebody on tonight that no amount of doubt, no amount of dismay, no amount of discouragement, and no amount of distraction should be able to stop the purpose and the plan that he has for your life. That when you know who you are, amen, when you know who you are, he says that nobody should be able to rock your boat. Amen. And so we as parents, we got to be able to instill in our children the very same thing I just said to you all. Because if they don't have you, then, you know, really, if they don't have role models to look up to, instead of they having to come on Twitter, internet, and see grown pastors and leaders fussing with each other, going back and forth, fussing with each other. I mean, seriously. I mean, the world does this already. But when they see it being done in the body of Christ, then, you know, the enemy can come in and confuse these poor children. And so then he comes to also distract them. He comes to bring in, you know, distract them from moving forward. He comes to distract them from a goal or a purpose. He comes to distract them. You know, you may, I was talking to a young lady, and she was getting all A's in school. And then all of a sudden, she just started, you know, taking a spiral turn down. And so I began to talk to her, and I said, well, what do you think caused it? And so she couldn't tell, but she just was like, well, you know, I don't know. I just, you know, I've been start hanging around negative people, and I started doing this, and I started doing that. And I said, well, where was your parents? And she was like, they were doing them, and I was doing me. And I said, they were doing them. And I just left it like that, and that just brings me to the thing, whereas we as parents, we're always doing us, but we forget that our children really didn't ask to be brought into the world. We decided to do whatever we did, and God placed them in the womb, and God placed the seed in the man, and the man placed the seed in the woman, and the woman birthed the seed out, amen. And so, but we decided to have these children, and so we have a responsibility to not allow them just to do now. We got a responsibility to rear our children, to train up our children. The Bible says train up a child in the way that they should go. So we have a responsibility as parents to train up our children. Amen. And so I just want to drop this word. And like I said, I'm not being deep tonight. I'm a little troubled in my spirit because of all of the stuff that's going on. And you know, I had a good weekend, but I also ended up doing ministry as well. I had a good weekend, you know, with my daughter, spending quality time with her, teaching her some business things. We went to some business courses. We met some business leaders, and I taught her, and she learned some things. And so, you know, but then we had to go to the hospital and visit somebody else's child with, that didn't have her mother, who didn't really have her father in her life all like that, okay? So, you know, so I had to go and visit somebody else's child, and to see that baby land in that hospital like that, it broke my heart. And, you know, and that's how I got this message. And God said, what about the children? I want the people to get back on track. We have to, you know, we have to think about the next generation. Well, you know, in everything that we do, when we're making our decisions, we have to think about the next generation. I'm not just talking about our own children. I'm talking about the children. We have to think about the next generation, even leaving a legacy for our children, but leaving a legacy for other children as well, meaning that they will be just as they look up to Martin Luther King Jr. and be like, wow, Martin Luther King Jr., every child looks up to Martin Luther King Jr., not just his children. Amen. We as leaders should be aspiring for every child. My God, not just our children, but every child to one day look up to you. Even if you have, you know, gone to be with the Lord, that you would leave a legacy where other children can read about in the history books. Amen. And other children can be like, wow, they took a stand, not just for their children, but for all children. Amen. And so I come to ask you guys on tonight, what about the children? What about the children? What type of role model are you being for children of all races? I'm not just talking about the black race. I'm not just talking about the white race. I'm not just talking about the red race or the brown race. I'm talking about all races. I'm talking about all children. This spirit is affecting not just one race. All races are dealing with this spirit of dominance, this spirit of murder that's trying to take all children out. You know, if you read the papers, you got the white children are dealing with the opiates. You got the black children are dealing with the K2. You got me? It's a drug. It's a spirit that's trying to kill. It has nothing to do with color. It has something to do. It's a spirit. And that's why God be trying to tell people, y'all getting so cut up on color of somebody's skin. The devil ain't coming to do any, mini, mighty, mo. Catch a nigga by the toe. If they holler, let her know, any, mini, mighty, mo. No, the devil is coming to take out anybody that's trying to do anything that's right. Anybody that he feels like got a purpose that God is going to use them. And it has nothing to do with the person's color of their skin. It has more all to do with the person's purpose, the purpose that God has for that person's life. It has nothing to do with skin color. And so when we learn that, why God wanted us to know that he's a spirit and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, then I believe that we could come together as a body of Christ like we are supposed to and be unified, and so we can really do some damage to the enemy's kingdom. And so right now, the devil got us so distracted. He got us so divisive, being divisive with one another, whereas our children are dying, white, black, red, brown, all colors. Amen. They're dying out here. You know, they're all dealing with something, either if it's suicide, if it's drugs, if it's taking a gun and killing one another. You know, it all boils down to the enemy. And we get so caught up on looking at a color of somebody's skin of who's behind it that we forget that the ultimate thing, person that's behind it is the enemy. And that we have to realize that the devil comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. He doesn't say, okay, because you're white, I'm going to do this, or you're black, I'm going to do this. He says, because you're a child of God, because you serve the Most High God, you know, I'm after you. You know, when you say that I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, that was it. You, when you left his team and you went over to the Lord's side, you was a target. And look, parents, I'm talking about your children are a target. Even if your children have not came into the fold yet, but you, parent, you've given your life to the Lord, the enemy is after your seed. The enemy is after your child. Your enemy is after your son. He's after your daughter. He's going to do whatever he can because he knows that because of your prayers, that God said that he's going to save your whole household. So that's why I tell people, don't get so caught up on that. God got your child. You as a parent, you just keep on praying. You just keep on praying because guess what? He said that his hand is not too short, that it cannot save, neither his ear too dull, that it cannot hear. But that's why the enemy is after our children. Amen. And so because of the purpose that's on their lives. And remember, the devil always hated children. He always tried to use a spirit to kill children. Even when you go look in the Bible, remember, the king that tried to kill Jesus. Remember, even the king that tried to kill Moses. Go all the way back. The enemy is always coming after the children. He's always coming after the children to try to stop destiny, to try to stop purpose, and to try to stop destiny. He feels like if he can get you at a young age, that's age he feels like you're vulnerable, you're easy to deceive, you're easy to manipulate. You're just like Jesus said that it's easy for a child to believe and have faith in him. Don't you know that the devil know that too? So that's why the devil come in and try to hurt our children at a young age and mess them up so bad at a young age so that they would be so discombobulated, so confused, and so disturbed, and so hurt, and so full of pain that they don't complete what it is that God wants them to complete, and or that they don't even begin to even walk in the path of righteousness, that they don't even begin to walk in the path of destiny. And so we as parents, we got to stand in the gap. So I'm calling all parents on tonight. I'm calling all parents on tonight. And I'm calling all parents on tonight to a 30-day prayer for challenge. And this 30-day prayer challenge is for is Bob Hostetler. He wrote this prayer. And so I want you guys to join me as we go on to a 30-day prayer just for children. I want us to just pray just for children. He started off with salvation. He came out of Isaiah 45:8, 2 Timothy 2:10. He said, Lord, let salvation spring up within my children, that they may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. And I'm just going to say, Lord, let salvation spring up for all children. So where he has mine, I'm going to put all. Amen. And then he says, growth and grace. I pray that all children may grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then he has love. Grant, Lord, that all children may learn to live a life of love through the Spirit who dwells in them. Then he has honesty and integrity. May integrity and honesty be their virtue and their protection. Self-control. Father, help all children not to be like many others around them, but let them be alert and self-controlled in all that they do. Love for God's word. May all children grow to find your word more precious than much pure gold and sweeter than honey from the comb. Justice. God, help all children to love justice as you do and act justly in all they do. Mercy. May all children always be merciful, just as their father is merciful. Respect for self, others, and authority. Father, grant all children may show proper respect to everyone as your word commands. Biblical self-esteem. help all children develop a strong self-esteem that is rooted in the realization that they are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Faithfulness. Let love and faithfulness never leave all children, but bind these twin virtues around their necks and write them on the tablet of their hearts. Courage. May all children always be strong and courageous in their character. Purity. Create in them a pure heart, O God, and let that purity of heart be shown in their actions. Kindness. Lord, may all children always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. Generosity. Grant all children. Let them be generous and willing to share and so lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age. Peace loving. Father, let all children make every effort to do what leads to peace. Joy. May all children be filled with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. Perseverance. Lord, teach all children perseverance in all they do and help them especially to run with perseverance the race marked out for them. Humility. God, please cultivate all children the ability to show true humility toward all. Compassion. Lord, please clothe all children with the virtue of compassion. Responsibility. Grant all children and help them to learn responsibility for each one to carry his own load. Contentment. Father, teach all children the secret of being content in any and every situation through him who gives them strength. Faith. I pray that faith will find root and growth in all children's hearts, that by faith they may gain what has been promised to them. A servant's heart. God, please help children develop servant hearts, that they may serve wholeheartedly as if they were serving the Lord, not men. Hope. May the God of hope grant all children and may overflow with hope and hopefulness by the power of the Holy Spirit. Willingness and ability to work. Teach children, Lord, to value work and to work at it with all their heart as working for the Lord and not for men. Passion for God. Lord, please instill in children a soul that follows hard after thee, one that clings passionately to you. Self-discipline. Father, I pray that children may acquire a disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair. Pratefulness. Grant, Lord, that children's lives may be marked by pratefulness, that they may learn to pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers. And number 30. The 30th day should be gratitude. Help children to live lives that are always overflowing with thankfulness and always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so those are the 30 biblical virtue prayers for children. And that was by Bob Huxley. Amen. And so we should be steadily praying for our children on a daily basis. So I want to give the challenge to everyone out there, everyone that's listening live, everyone that's listening by way of the internet, those of you who are going to play back, I pray that you would take those virtues and that you would begin to pray like never before for our children, that you would stand in the gap for the children. Like the song say, what about the children? And it don't necessarily have to be your child. What about the child down the street? What about the mother that's crying because her child ran away, or the mother that's crying because her child committed suicide, or the father that's dismayed because he don't know what he did wrong as a parent, as a father? He thought he did everything he could, but the child, you know, go down the street and start hanging out, and before you know it, the child end up dead. You know, what about the parents that's crying because the child didn't come home last night because some pervert or the devil used some murdering spirit or some perverted spirit to abduct their child and murder, sexually assault their child and kill their child? What about the children, somebody's child, some mother's child, that, you know, son or daughter who are out there smoking this K2 stuff and they out of their mind and they don't know how to get home. That, you know, they get so confused in their mind, they don't even know their name. They don't even know who their parents are because the devil done took their mind, stole their mind right from under them. What about the little girl that got kidnapped and abducted? What about the little boy who walked to the store just to go to the store and his identity got mistaken for somebody else and they stabbed that boy over 50 times? How you think that parent feel? Amen. What about these kids that's committing suicide out here? What about the children? What about these children? They have parents. We got to stand in the gap. We can't be waiting until after the stuff happened and be like, hold them. No, when we see, you know, children hanging out late at night, I mean, at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, they're 11, 12 years old, we need to say, why aren't you in the house? What you doing out here? Gone in the house with your mother. You know, where your parents at? And so we got to get more engaged in our communities. We got to make a difference in our communities. We got to let these children know that we have not forsaken them. And most of all, we got to let the enemy know you can't have our children. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Kevin, let's open up the lines.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Dr. Henderson, that's powerful, powerful. Doc, I want to know how to get a copy of that because we're going to do that broadcast tomorrow on that one. That's good. Please let me know how to get a copy of that so I can do my show tomorrow on that. We're going to get that out there on the network as well. Wow, incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that. So we're looking forward to that. God bless you. But you're absolutely right. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
You can go online and put in, I just had it. Hold on, I'm about to give it to you now.
Yeah, take your time. Yeah, take your time, yeah.
It's called 31 Biblical Virtues to Pray for Our Children. 31 Biblical Virtues to Pray for Our Children, and it's by mm-hmm. Bob Hosteller, H-O-S-T-E-T-L-E-R. Bob, it says 30-day praying for your children. It's a challenge. So I'm challenging you guys. Pray for your children. Amen. 30-day praying for your children challenge by Bob Hosteller. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Straight to the Point, Midnight Hour with Prophetess Dr. Doris C. Henderson. Hey, we're on the World Wide Web, so we're going to open up the lines for everybody out there. And one thing we got to do is mention your last four digits only, and we're excited about that. But as you know, Dr. Henderson, we always got one famous four digits, 4489. 4489. How you doing? God bless you.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
You know, tonight's message was really an awesome message tonight about children.
And I was thinking
about children today. It's been on my mind for a couple of days or more now because I know how important it is to see children and some especially these young boys, some of them doesn't have fathers, their father's not around, they're single parents, their mother's taking care of, or the grandmother's taking care of them. And you know, in my neighborhood especially, I see these young guys that live next to me, they're really nice young boys. But I notice every time that I take out my trash can at a certain time, and they right there after, they taking their trash can out too. And I said, I said to myself, you know, people are, these young boys are watching to see what I'm doing, you know, how I'm doing in life and how I'm taking, they're also watching how I'm taking my family as well.
Yeah, your wife. Right.
Yeah, they're watching that, you know, and I just thank God for that. I thank God for allowing me to be an example for these young people, if the devil's out there, yes, he is. He out there, drugs, alcohol, all that stuff is out there. But if you can catch him before they get too on, and that's why when I worked in the schools, Fairfax County schools, I was just so glad I worked in the elementary schools, so that I could talk to these young people. It wasn't about the color. I didn't care about color. I would catch these young kids, these young guys, before they get into high school, before they start picking up on this stuff. Because their parents, and it's easy, it's very easy for them to pick up. I mean, kids pick up these days. I mean, it's pathetic,
you
know. But you watch the TV, you see all this stuff on TV. They're doing this and they're doing that. Even the commercials are just as bad as the TV programs.
They show
all kinds of crazy stuff on it. But that this message tonight was just dear to my heart, and it just brought me in the mind of my wife's children book, Alpha and Omega's children ABC and color book, you know, and her favorite scripture was from Isaiah 54:13, and it says,
yes,
"And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and greatest
wow.
shall be the thy children." You know, so
wow.
you know, we have to, as adults or as older people, we have to make sure that we walk in the right path, because
yes.
the kids are following us. Kids are, because they're getting ready to go
yeah.
back to school here in PG County. They go back to school on Tuesday, and the kids
yeah.
are like, I asked this little boy today, I said, y'all go back to school next week. He said, yeah, we go back to school Tuesday. I said, y'all, you glad? He said, yeah, I'm glad to be going back to school. And, you know, that kind of blessed my
wow.
heart. Because,
yeah.
you know, it brought me back to when I was a child, when I was younger, and I was ready to go back to school. I was excited about going back to school. The summer was over with, you know, unofficially. But I was going back to school, and I was getting to see, you know, my friends and all that. And I was getting
right,
to see
most right.
of my So, you know, we have to set example for our children. You know,
yeah.
it doesn't matter. Like I said, it doesn't matter whether they're white, green, pink, or orange. It doesn't matter about the color. They're all the God's
right.
children.
No, that's
children.
Right. That's right.
You know,
that's
we
Amen.
We have to show them the way. See, with
yeah.
all
that's
this,
right.
drug, the synthetic drug that got out, this case,
yes.
and people are smoking that stuff and, you know, and going off.
They're going off their mind.
And then they got this crack cocaine. That stuff been around for a while. And they got heroin.
Yeah,
that was
the
80s. They got opium. You know, opium.
That
people
opium
taking
stuff.
So it's, you
yes.
know, we have to catch these kids. I'm telling you, we have to catch them.
Yeah.
I mean, I say kids, I'm talking about, I think about Nat King Cole when he sang the Christmas
yeah.
song. He said from 1 to 92. I mean, and
yeah.
as you grow in maturity, you got to keep walking in maturity. You just can't
that's
fall
right.
by the wayside and think that you got it all. See, that's what makes
right.
me mad. People think that they
right.
got it all. They got it like that. And they ain't got
right.
nothing. You know, they
right.
ain't got nothing.
Right.
I mean, they ain't got nothing. I'm saying, and that just
right.
really pisses me off, because all you have to do, God says, stay humble. Bible says,
yeah.
stay
that's
humble.
Right.
That's
right.
Stay humble. We got to stay humble.
That's right.
No matter where, if you're catching the bus, or you even driving in your car, or you walking
yeah.
up the street or to the mailbox, or something like that,
yeah.
somebody is watching you.
That's right.
Somebody's watching you, and don't be surprised if it's not a kid that's watching you. Oh, he does this every day, and he does that
oh,
every
yeah.
day.
Oh, yeah. Children are watching.
They're watching.
Yeah, they
you know,
are.
You know, every time you don't see them, they be watching from the windows. You know.
That's right.
Oh, look at her. She out there doing that. I mean, you know, God is truly good, and you know, and this mercy endures forever. And I'm just like so excited. And I just wanted to let you know also that we are with you on that prayer. We will start tomorrow.
Amen.
But
Praise God.
Prayer time on mountain, moving time on Wednesday. We're going to be praying for these
yeah.
children.
Yeah.
They're ready to start back to school. And, you know, we got to
yeah.
pray for them to get into
That's
them doors.
Right. That's right. We
got to
pray for these children.
You know, and another thing I heard, too, on the news today about these games. They had a championship tournament.
Yeah.
And by God, that young boy out there shooting people for a game.
That's what I'm saying.
And these games are just, you know, they're just taking our kids' minds because we don't
yeah.
got to advance and especially these kids these days, they got so far advanced, they can turn a machine upside down, you know, and just do all kinds of stuff with it. But you know, God, and I'm just so happy tonight that this message was put through. And I looked up the word watch, and watch said that it's looking at someone, watching someone, checking them out, see what they're doing, see what kind of living the life they're supposed to be living. Because these kids these days are smarter than when we was coming up.
Because
these kids are always watching, you know, they're always looking. They might not say nothing, but they're looking at you all the time. They're looking at how you, they're looking
we
at
did
how
the same
you
thing. Brother Hemberg, we did the same thing growing up, though. We did the same thing.
Yeah.
We were looking at trying to find out how to live, right, you know, and stuff, yeah.
How to dress, see if you're talking the right language and all that stuff. You know, we did the same thing. You know, what crowd to fall in and what crowd not to fall in. But you know, me back in my time, I fall in the wrong crowd. But, you know, now that I'm, you know, older now, praise God.
Right.
Yeah.
I learned those things in experience. You know, with my experience teaches me to be more humble, to be look forward and watch as well as watch me too. I'm talking about me too. Watch as well as pray.
Right.
I gotta pray all the time because prayer changes things. There's no question about that.
Oh yeah, we know that.
Absolutely.
Especially if we all get on one accord, and that's what the enemy don't want. You know, we got to get on one accord, and we got to pray against these, you know, we got to be able to see it coming and say, oh, no, enemy, I see what you're doing.
He's a liar.
And, you know, that's why, and I'm glad you defined that word watch, Elder. Thank you for doing that for me. I appreciate that. Because now, you know, why it's so important what God tell even us, don't just pray, but the Bible says we ought to watch and pray. That means we ought to discern, and we need to discern. We need to look intentively, you know, and pray at the same time. You know, a lot of us, we sleeping and praying, and God said, no, you watch and pray. You be wide awake because, you know, it stops going around. You got to be able to, you know, be able to discern and stop. So, you know.
Amen. Amen to that. Glory to God to that. This is a powerful word tonight. This is powerful. But I'm just asking, my wife is not on tonight. She's resting tonight, but I ask that she continue to pray for us and we continue to do the same things for you guys. Elder.
Absolutely.
Be blessed, Elder.
Thank you so much, Brother Hendrick. You be blessed as well, my brother. Bless you so much.
Absolutely. And, Elder, so you were saying, and since we've been talking about children tonight, this, you know, how could they get your wife's book? How could they get your wife's children's book? You know, can you repeat that scripture again that your wife wrote in her book? Can you repeat that scripture?
Yeah, sure. It says, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Isaiah 54:13. And that's the Alpha and Omega, ABC, and covering book. As we said last week, you can call it Lillian Hembrick, and she's the author, Lady Hembrick. And you can order it from Zulon. You can order directly from there. You can look on YouTube because it's like a little diagonal, a little picture or something where you can see it even better. And they talk about the book there also on YouTube. You just have to look on just look on YouTube, and I think it's on the Children of Omega and Alpha and Omega Best. I believe that's what it's under. I'm not sure. She's right now, so I got to ask her about that.
Okay,
but,
that's the email address.
Also, you can also email her at Lady Himbrick, that's H-I-M-B-R-I-C-K, at Verizon.net. That's Lady Himbrick at Verizon.net. You can order the book at Zulon. You can order directly there. You also can go on Amazon, or you can just look on YouTube, and also you can get it from there. Like we said last week, the prices for the ABC book is $11.99, and the ABC coloring book is $8.99.
Got it.
That's each. And you know, we do encourage you to get. Oh, here it is. But I'm talking about the video. Here it is right here. It says view the video trailer at http://u2u.2.b/uetg95xib7GS. That's
okay.
You got it? It's
Elder, so you know you guys can put that YouTube thing online. Get with Elder Bond. He knows how to do all that stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, you
yeah.
Can, you guys can put that YouTube online and then you'll get more people to you know, you'll get more to market it, and so more people could know, because a lot of people didn't even know that Lady Himbrick wrote those books. Amen.
Yeah.
And so you guys could get more notoriety and more hits. You can post that online on Facebook. You know, you can post that YouTube video on Facebook. Dr. Vaughn knows how to do all that stuff. So
that's
why we do this. We do this spotlight business because, you know, God said use us in your hands, and people, God connect people because they can help us. They have the resources to help us. I believe that, you know, all of us can help each other. You know, I wrote something on Twitter. I said we all going up together. We winning together. Amen. And so, so that's all y'all need is exposure, because really that's what's missing, and that's a big market.
Absolutely.
But your wife have, she got a gold mine, and she got a gold mine right there in her house. All you guys missing is marketing. You just have to market that those two books, and you know, parents go all out for their children, their babies now. So if they see that you guys have marketed that book, y'all looking at multi-millions, I'm telling you.
Amen.
Amen.
I speak it over y'all life in the name of Jesus.
I speak it in Jesus' name.
Y'all on a gold mine. You just need a good marketing plan. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. So, Dr. Vaughn, you do all that stuff, Dr. Vaughn. You do a lot of videography. What else can you help people do, Dr. Vaughn, with your business? I mean, as far as social media, I know last week you talked about some things, but you also do things like with videography and all of that,
business.
Too.
Doc, the business strategies. Today you got to have a strategy today. And Brother Himbrick will talk to you offline later on about that too as well. But today you want to utilize everything that's out there already. We're telling people to change Facebook over to business. If you're going to be on Facebook, make it a business. If you're going to be on Twitter, make it a business. If you're going to be on Google, make it a business. If you're going to be on LinkedIn, make it a business. Brother Himbrick, I got over 20,000 people on LinkedIn because of the MLT network. I'm promoting the network. And Dr. Henderson, we promote Dr. Henderson. We promote whatever y'all doing as well out there. But we got over 20,000 people just on one system because we're promoting good products and services. So to the glory of God, that's what we got to do. But I'm telling everybody, you got to set up all your social media sites with your business model, because that's where everybody's at.
Amen.
Everybody's there now. Amen. Everybody's on. You got over a billion people on Facebook, Twitter, another 4 or 5 million, or probably 400 million or more on there. But, you know, all of those. So we just got to set everything up on the Instagram should be set up. Your Pinterest account should be set up. on for business only, where it promotes everything that you want to promote, specifically
right.
your books. Specifically your books. And Dr. Henderson knows that
you're
as well.
So right,
but you want to set up everything. Yeah, go ahead, Doc. Mm-hmm.
You right, Dr. Bob, because I called myself getting mad at Twitter, and I said, I'm never coming back on Twitter. And God mm-hmm. said, that's not a good business. That's not a good business decision.
yeah, not what everybody's
right.
on it. That's where
look,
all your people
look,
at.
Look, right. Look, it ain't about your get out of your because I got mad because they started purging my friend
mm-hmm.
list,
right?
I'm right, like, what
right.
are they doing? They start
right.
purging people, taking my followers.
right.
I said, I ain't coming back to Twitter. And God said, excuse me,
that's
get
right.
back in the business, man. Get
that's
back
right.
in the business.
Right.
You ain't Twitter for the make.
That's right.
It's about business.
That's right.
Amen.
That's exactly
you
right.
you
Amen.
Got books to promote. You got the TV show and you got the radio
hey.
Show.
Hey.
Get out of
hey.
Get out of your
hey.
Feelings.
Hey.
Don't let the devil trick you. So, amen.
Right.
And so I went right back on here. Amen.
Praise
amen.
Amen. I will tell you,
right,
Dr. Henderson. Amen.
Yeah.
Dr. Henderson and Dr. Henbrick, I'm going to tell you one thing it's all about what we call digital territory. We got to take some of that
yes.
back. It's not all of it.
Yes.
That's right.
It's all
yes.
digital.
Yes.
But why are
yes.
they thriving? Because they're promoting themselves, whether it's good or bad out
yes.
there. We need
right.
to promote us because we're good. We're doing good stuff. We just got to override it in the Holy Ghost. So you just got to flood
right.
the network. Just flood the network with the words.
Right.
Flood the network with your product,
amen.
With your goods and services. Just keep flooding it.
Amen.
Flooding it. And God will bring the right people to you to buy hundreds and thousands of books. Next thing you know,
that's
somebody
right.
say, hey, can you come
and
to my event? Can you do this for me?
Right.
You bet. Can you send 1,000
right.
books over here? All that stuff's going to happen with
right.
you. But they don't know you there. They're
yeah.
not going to come to the house.
Yeah.
They're not going to call me. They're going to see if you're on
yeah.
social media. And they're going to say, oh, okay,
yeah.
I didn't know you were here. Let me order these books from these folks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
them children's books.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling
yeah.
you. Them children's books. I'm telling you. That's a
absolutely.
Very good vision you got. Y'all already
absolutely.
Got the books.
But you
got
to be aggressive.
Good market.
You've got to be very aggressive out there. And you know, one of the things, though, Doc and Brother Henbrick, I'm finding a challenge with some of my friends and business people like yourself is that they don't, they need a personal assistant. They need somebody to help them. And that's the challenge.
Yeah.
It's getting somebody you trust, you know, that has the vision. With them. And you can't do everything. Right now, I'm doing everything, cleaning the toilet bowl and building the network.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what we do. So that's what we do, but we got to do it because how it's going to get done. If you want to get done, you're going to have to do it until you're able to pay somebody or put them on a budget. So,
I tell people all the time. I just have to tell one of my godchildren, I said, look, let your job find your passion until your passion can be your job.
Absolutely.
Amen. And so,
absolutely.
You know, you got to do what you got to do. And that's as entrepreneurs. And just let me just tell everybody, you're still listening to Straight to the Point. We just moved over to our business segment. We have a business segment that we talk about. It's called Business Spotlight. At the end of the show, we do a business spotlight. And so you guys, if you tuning in or if you listen or if you're going to play back and be like, what happened to them talking about the children? We're still talking about the children. We're still talking about generational wealth, you know, making sure that our children, we teach our children about these things. Amen. So as we're praying for our children, as we're praying, you know, for them to be out of harm's way, we're also going to be instilling in our children, you know, about how to be prosperous and successful. And so, you know, so we're definitely still, you know, this tonight's show is about the children, but this is how we moved into our business spotlight. So go ahead, Dr. Bob. What was you saying?
Amen. Yeah. I just wanted to share with everybody that on the digital side, we got to take that territory back, but you got to set up your social media sites for business. Out there,
right.
and it's going to continue
right.
to grow and grow and grow. But you got to have a campaign, basically, where you're out there every day, almost every day, you're putting something on the site. But you got to
right.
at least make it up on the five major ones. And if you need some more, know some more detail about the numbers out there, like with Facebook, you know, you got 1 billion people. You don't think God's going to bless you with a few of those sales out there with 1 billion people on Facebook? That's pretty serious. So, we just want to encourage everybody to set your social media sites up strategically. And to do that so you can promote your books. And basically, you can work everything from home. That's the best thing about it. You don't have to, you know, you can get booking engagements later on and events, but you can do pretty much everything from home. The first thing I do when I get back to the office, guys, is I hit that social media, start promoting what we do. And we promote the show, yeah. We promote the products and services, and get them out there. And then, of course, you can track your numbers later on to see who's actually looking at it, and that helps a lot, too, as well. So I just want to encourage everybody to get your social media sites up and keep it moving. Yeah. Back to
you, Doc. So you can track your number on
Absolutely.
Social media and see
mm-hmm.
who's looking at your
Absolutely.
Page?
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
How do you do
that? Twitter. Yeah, Twitter. Yeah, under your settings, it should have an analytics or analytics.
Oh yeah, that's
yep.
right. But it don't tell you who the person is.
It just tells you the people. Yeah, just tell you who's looking at, not the individual.
Oh yeah,
they'll
yeah,
give you your numbers.
Yeah,
just
okay.
give you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to know if anybody's
right.
hitting your site. Yeah, if I'm getting zero
right,
every week
right.
on a certain site, that means that something ain't working. So I'm gonna have to change
yeah.
my strategy
right.
a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We'll give you just the number of people. In some cases, it may let you know what country. You know what people around the world are looking at it too, as well, which is pretty cool. At least
oh,
gives you
really?
An idea. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Cool.
Oh, really?
Amen.
Yeah. So you know, every week we'll take a few minutes and talk about business, and you know, thank
Amen.
You, Dr. Bob, for that. Those business
Amen.
Techniques, I appreciate it. You know, I just want everybody to know that Straight to the Point, we deal with the whole man. We deal with every, you
yeah.
know, every area of our lives. And so God mm-hmm. has given you this new, you know, a new strategy and to what he want his people to hear on Straight to the Point. And so
yes.
we started, I think, about 2 weeks ago. This is our third
mm-hmm.
week. And
mm-hmm.
so those who are listening, who are going to play back, please spread the word. We want everybody to, you know, to come on. If you don't want to listen to the whole world, we start around, I guess, about 5 minutes to nine, and we start,
yeah.
you know, we move into our business
mm-hmm.
spotlight. So if you have a business, if you have whatever type of business you have, if it's a service or a product or whatever, come on, and we want to promote your business. We want people to know what you're doing, and so we could support you, amen.
Absolutely.
And so
Absolutely.
We're excited about. And my new book will be out in the fall.
Yeah.
It'll be out before the winter. It'll be fall
mm-hmm.
2018,
mm-hmm.
amen. And so I have been promoting it. And it's a self-help book, motivation and encouragement, your best self
yeah.
yet. Amen. So that's what we
Amen.
Need. That's what's meant.
Amen.
Need to be
you
encouraged.
Know,
Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Doc. Yeah, I just thought about something while you was talking here. And Brother Hemberg, this is mm-hmm. something that you may consider only because I think I got this from Dr. Henderson pretty much when she does. But one thing we want to do, say, for example, I have a book. And you got a lot of young people in your neighborhood. Of course, you got to get permission with the family. But you want to set up a little business plan where they can help you sell the book. And, of course, you give them some of the
yeah.
proceeds towards whatever they want to buy. They want to buy a computer or, you know, need some sneakers or whatever it is. Just work with them
right.
from a business standpoint to help sell the book. And you give them a portion of the proceeds towards their goal. But they have to have a business plan. You have to help them set up a little
mm-hmm.
business plan so it's not just, you know, out there selling. We want them to have a goal and a purpose for what they're doing and give them some, you know, guidance and mentorship in the area of business. But all that could be done too. So we're doing that here in Atlanta and helping the young people out, providing their interests. But we kind of interview them a little bit, check with their parents, make sure it's okay. But we help them run their own little business through your network until they're able to do something on their own. And then we release them into the business world when they're ready to do that.
Amen.
You know? So keep think about that, about using, you know, helping the young people, helping some of the young people do, you know, help you out a little bit.
Yeah, that's powerful.
And you know, Dr. Vaughn, I was just thinking, I was like, because
yeah.
you know, Twitter and Facebook are really good sources, but with your
yes.
Twitter, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know, but no one is able to retweet your. I can't retweet your messages, so you be having a whole lot of stuff out there that I want to retweet so it can come on my page. But
okay.
for whatever reason, that function is blocked
I may have
out.
It. Yeah, I may have it. Yeah, I may have it turned off. I need
so
to
you,
go look at all my
yeah,
settings.
You may wanna
yeah.
check. Yeah,
yeah,
you
do
may want to check that because
mm-hmm.
if you're in business and I notice you'd be wanting to promote your, you've been promoting your charitable thing
mm-hmm.
about
yes,
the jewelry. But
mm-hmm.
if people not able to retweet it, you know,
gotcha.
So I can go on their page. So
good
that's the function
yeah.
that's missing. You know, those mm-hmm. retweets are really important. Even
You're
if
right.
they don't like it, they're watching
right.
it. They see it. You know,
good
I know
point.
A lot of people, even, you know, people, you know, go back and listen to Straight to the Point. And they, I think because
mm-hmm.
they know they can go back and listen, so sometimes
mm-hmm.
they won't come on. because they know they can go back and listen. I see, you know, the same thing as with our tweets and our, you know, Facebook posts. People may not like it, but they'll look at it. You know what I'm saying? They'll they'll go on your page and they'll read what you said, or they'll look at what you said. They may not like it, or even, you know, but the and even, you know, I do a lot of retweeting on my posts because, you know, it sometimes it takes for people to see something more than one time for them to be like, okay, let me see what this is about. That even if they don't like, you know, they don't take the thing to like it, but they see it. And like you said, you know they see it because when you look at the Twitter activity, it shows that, okay, people have been looking at it. You know what I'm saying?
That's
Amen.
Good, Don. Appreciate you. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I'll look at that because I haven't been in my settings in a while. Yeah, I haven't been back in a while. But that's a good point.
So, Elder, I know that Lady Hembrick is on Facebook. I don't know if you are, but I know Lady Hembrick is on Facebook. So y'all may want to start posting that, those books. And I know Facebook do a Facebook ad. So you may want to do the Facebook ad. And I know that Dr. Vaughn can help you put out your you already had the YouTube video. All you have to do is really hit share and say post to Facebook. Now that I think
about it,
because that's how I post my stuff from YouTube. Like if I want to post a YouTube song to my social media, I just hit share. And it asks you where you want to share it to. And it'll say Twitter, Facebook,
there you go.
Instagram.
That's the key right there, Doc. Then hit Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And it'll
You want to make sure you set up everything. Yeah, make sure you set up everything, ladies and gentlemen. That's
Amen.
Right. Set up. Make sure you set those all up. That's exactly right, Doc. Make sure you set those all up before you get to that level so you can have something to go to. But you're absolutely right.
Make sure you set it up. Right.
Yeah, you got to set up all your pages first,
You got to set up your Facebook page. So we just give you a little bit of, you know, we could come to give you advice. It's about the kingdom on this show. We want everybody to prosper. You know, if you need any additional information as far as setting up Facebook, social media, contact Dr. Vaughn. What's your number of information, Dr. Vaughn?
Yes, ma'am.
Text
me if I don't know. I'll find out for you. But you can text me at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. We'll give you some business strategies on how to use social media to the max. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. So any of you guys want to order any of my books, you can go to, and I have, when a proper class, something happens, I give you keys, and I have misguided affections. You can go to drdthministries@gmail.com, or you can visit my website at, you can visit my website at Dolores, which is wixsite.com/ Dr. DTH Ministries. If you go on my, that's my personal webpage. I have all of my products. We have the anointed oil. That's only $1. We have all the books that you can order as well. And we do have the intervention t-shirts. If you're interested in the intervention t-shirts, because you are not a mistake, we have those as well. And we have services with the Virtual Consultant Company. If you go on to virtualconsultantco.com, you'll be able to see all the services that we offer at virtualconsultantco.com. And for those of you who are dealing with depression, oppression, counseling services, that's dealing with you need somebody to talk to, if you are hungry, if you need shelter, you need to know where you go get shelter at, you can contact us at survivorsglobalministry.org or survivorsgm@gmail.com. And that's also for abuse. If you know somebody that's being abused, if you know somebody that's dealing with suicidal thoughts, if you know somebody that's depressed, have them call us at 240-676-3214. So that's the end of our business segment, and want to thank all of you guys who had tuned in tonight. Want to thank you again, Dr. Vaughn. Thank Elder Hembrick as well. And so we pray that God will we pray that God has blessed everyone who is listening in the spirit and in the natural. I want us to pray for our children. Go on that 30-day challenge. It's important. 30 days. Let's just take 30 days and pray for our children. Take a stand for our children. Amen. Take our children back, because the Bible says that the kingdom suffers violence, but the violent take it back for. They need us, God. They need us. Our children, they need us. And so let's stand in the gap for our children. So at the end of the show, join us again next Monday night on 347-843-4559, 347-843-4559 at 8 o'clock p.m. We about to go, but before we leave, we want to leave you with this. Always love and love hard, always forgive and forgive fast, and always, always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and good night.
Good night.
Tears streaming down, her heart is broken, because her life is hurting, so am I. He wears a frown, his dreams are choking. Because he stands alone, his dreams will die. So humbly I come to you and say, as I sound the loud warning bell today, children, to ignore is so easy. So many innocent children will choose the wrong way. So what about the children? Remember when we were children, and if not for cared enough to show us, where would we be today? So, where is your son? Where lies his refuge? And if he can't come to you, then where? Yet still she's your doctor. And if you will just reminisce your days of young, you see it's not where you've been or what you've done, because ignore is so easy. So many innocent children will choose the wrong way. What about the children? Remember when we were children, and if not for those who loved us and who cared, we
ladies and gentlemen, all around the world. This has been another Straight to the Point Midnight Hour with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Join us as the Lord leads, as the Lord blesses. Join us every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network. We thank you so much for joining us on Straight to the Point. And before we leave you, we want to leave you with a hand clap of praise for the Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Good night, everyone. We'll see you next time on Straight to the Point. Bye-bye.